This is Awesome News Daily. I'm David Beach. Just another day of awesome news. Thank you for listening to stories like this. Well, according to a recent poll, it's not fortune or fame Americans want to be remembered for. It's their creativity. I question that. The survey of 2,000 adults in the U.S. revealed that at the end of their lives, 31% would rather leave their mark through creativity than through wealth, 14%, or humanitarian efforts, 10%. That's likely to come true, too, because fully 79% of the respondents considered themselves creative, with only 5% saying they don't. Nearly three-quarters, 72%, admitted they wish they'd engaged in creative activities more often. In fact, some of those surveyed say they'd alleviate or combat stress through creative writing, 14%, painting, 12%, and drawing or doodling, 10%. The top three motivators for people to get more creative were sharing with the world, 27%, bonding with friends and family, 24%, wanting to relax or relieve stress, 22%. Regardless of how respondents categorize themselves, 77% admit they'd be more likely to explore their creativity if they were more confident in their abilities. Conducted by one poll on behalf of Sharpie and Papermate, the survey also explored all of the ways Americans are basking in their creativity and found that many are thinking outside the box. It's just inspiring to see how many Americans consider themselves creative, though it's clear that there is more creativity to be unleashed, said Gina Lazzaro, the vice president of brand management for the companies. In addition to three-quarters of those polled lacking creative confidence, 44% said they're looking for encouragement from people they care about. 43% want or need more practice, and 36% need more products to help them be more creative. With the right tools in hand, Americans can overcome some of those barriers to creativity and improve their well-being. Almost 1 in 5 of all respondents engage in creative activities daily, 18%, while another 37% do so weekly. Whether it's simple activities like doodling on the margins of paper or adding color to your calendar, creative confidence can be built in small ways on an everyday basis, says Lazzaro. That's awesome news. This is Awesome News Daily. I'm David Beach. Thanks for listening. Go find a way to make someone's day.